With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Milton has made landfall in Florida as a Category 3 storm with powerful winds and dangerous surge. Pasco County on Florida's west coast north of Tampa has joined other counties in suspending all emergency services in response to Hurricane Milton's impact. That according to an alert sent at 7:46 p.m. We're constantly monitoring weather conditions and emergency crews will respond as soon as it is safe to do so. Now is the time to remain sheltered where you are, the alert said. Milton had maximum sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. Warm water fueled amazingly rapid intensification that took Milton from a minimal hurricane to a massive Category 5 in less than 10 hours. It weakened but quickly bounced back. Former President Donald Trump made a campaign appearance today in Joe Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Trump says his rally at Madison Square Garden will follow another he held last month on Long Island.
We could have filled up the Nassau Coliseum three times. It was incredible. We left there a few weeks ago. It was incredible. So we're doing Madison Square. We're going to go to the arena in Atlanta, if we can get it. We're going to go to the arena in New Jersey, if we can get it. You have to get it.
The former president offered his prayers to those in the path of Hurricane Milton as it lashed Florida while continuing to insult his rival, Vice President Kamala Harris. Investigators say air traffic controllers cleared one plane to take off after telling pilots of another plane to cross the same runway in Nashville last month. Pilots of an Alaska Airlines jet aborted their takeoff, braking so hard that the tires on their plane deflated by design. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 431 points. This is SRN News. Another bad report on anti-Semitism in the U.S.
According to a poll released by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, 61% of Jews in this country have experienced some form of hatred since the Hamas attack on Israel 1 year ago. About 40% of those surveyed who are college students or have children who attend college say they sometimes feel unsafe on campus. A growing number of American Jews also say they avoid wearing clothing or jewelry that identifies them as being Jewish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals defaced an Italian mural depicting a survivor of last year's October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The Anti-Semitism Observatory in Milan says the incident is an example of rising anti-Semitism in Italy. Researchers say the number of anti-Semitic incidents has risen to about 90 a week in the last year from about 30 a week before. Hostility toward Jews has moved from the Internet into the real world. SRN News. 96-year-old Ethel Kennedy reportedly has had a stroke, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Her family did not identify the hospital or where she suffered the stroke, but they said it happened Thursday morning in her sleep. She was with her husband Robert in 1968 when he was shot and killed at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, just after winning the Democratic presidential primary in California. Her brother-in-law, President Kennedy, had been assassinated in Dallas less than 5 years earlier. Ethel is the last remaining member of the extended Kennedy family generation that included President Kennedy. Her family says she's getting the best care possible in the hospital, resting comfortably, and is surrounded by family. I'm Rita Foley.
Again, our top story, Hurricane Milton has made landfall in Florida at this hour. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.